This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Everybody, it's your girl Priestess here. Thank you all for listening to Conversations with the Priestess. I'm doing this as a video format, and for those of you all who want the video format of this, this is a naked blog that I'm also doing. So if y'all want this particular blog, since it's of a sexual nature, trigger warning, y'all can go on over to my OnlyFans. I have a very special link where y'all can subscribe to my OnlyFans, where I have just my podcast stuff. And I also have a special link for those who want some more of the more salacious content, because y'all gonna see me exploring my sexuality, and we're gonna talk more about that. I know I've talked about it in other episodes, but not in depth. So I'm gonna go ahead and talk about where I'm at right now. So let's go ahead and hit that intro. Take a drink of my cigarette. So, first and foremost, I love sex. I'm a sexual being. We as human beings, most of us are sexual as fuck, and there's nothing wrong with that. For many of us, religion and old archaic ways of thinking about sex has hindered us. And me being from a religious background, of course, sexuality, especially for queer people, was demonized like hell. There was this thing about having sex before marriage, as according to the Bible. And then, you know, so many other things about what type of sex, like oral sex, anal sex, shit like that. And since 2010, in reconciling my sexuality, my spirituality, and now deconstructing, I have really been exploring my sexuality. And I have really... I've been getting into kink and BDSM, and I must say I am one hell of a voyeur, and I'm not ashamed of that, because if you were to see my playlist, y'all would know that I am a freak. I have very hard nose when it comes to what I partake in, because I believe that sex should be enjoyable and not harmful to anybody. So... And when I say that, it's certain kinks I'm not into, i.e. race play, age play, none of that. It's just certain things I'm not into, and I'm not yoking anybody's yum, so. And where I'm standing in this, I am a part of the kink community. I'm still learning. I'm not as vanilla as I once was, because early on, in my 20s, I used to think that sex was just fucking real hard, going crazy up in the pussy or in the ass, or just doing all kind of crazy shit on the dick and wanting all this unrealistic stuff that people have seen in porn. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to have porn star sex, but baby, before you have porn star sex, go and research that shit. I am a content creator. Some of these things that we do, we have to really mentally, emotionally, and sexually prepare for. And by me being an adult content creator, I don't shy away from showing my freakiness. And I said this in a previous episode, Are You a Bater? Masturbation is healthy because it allows you to explore your likes and dislikes. And in me exploring, I've come to realize, and this is very personal, I don't care if y'all judge me, I'm just being open. I am one hell of a freak. Like, I'm in a relationship, ethically non-monogamous, so we're both freaks, we're both thoughts, but one thing about me, I have no shame in saying, you can slut me out. Slut me out. People think, because you're quote-unquote a slut, that you just let any and everybody fuck you or do anything and everything to you without consent. No, baby. we give consent, and slutting someone out may be different, is different from every person. Okay, I'm not gonna tell y'all how I like to be slutting out. If y'all want to find out how I get slutted out, click on that link from Merlin Mystique's page. Okay, and even as I'm exploring my sexuality, things that I had thought about and considered when I was younger, now that I've transitioned and I'm older, I'm deconstructing and reconnecting with myself sexually, found out it wasn't an issue. I used to be scared to even have more than two sexual partners at a time. And I have witnesses that know, baby, I have done some freak shit. I have been in some hot, sexy situations. I've been in some orgy situations. Yes, I've had multiple tops. No shame in that. And I was ashamed because in the community, in the queer community, we do a lot of bottom shaming. We do a lot of shaming people because they love to bottom. They enjoy being a bottom. Why are we shaming bottoms, baby? Because y'all are the same tops that brag about slutting out bottoms. Where the fuck? Can somebody tell me where the fuck we thought it was okay to slut shame who we fucking? That's dumb as fuck. I've never understood a top shaming a bottom because they like bottoming. They like being a freak. Some people like the anal training things. Some people like gaping and stuff. That's not everybody's thing. But my thing is, don't be the person to want to do that to someone and then turn around and shame them. Make that make sense. Mm-mm. And in exploring my sexuality, I have had to release the shame, particularly of being a trans woman who still kept her male parts, having that stigma attached to me to where I'm to be limited to just topping, or I should be limited to just bottoming in some cases, or I should just, you know, be down for whatever. No, baby, I can be just as vanilla and I can be just as colorful as I want. And one thing that annoys me is that most of the times I'm getting hit up on apps or getting hit up about doing scenes with non-content creators is basically fulfilling the fantasy of getting some trans BBC, and that's annoying as fuck. So also in exploring my sexuality, I've also am starting to limit the types of people that I deal with. I look more at your conversation. I look at more of me dealing with you before we even have sex, especially if I'm talking about doing some kink shit with you, because I want to know if I can trust you first. And one of the things, I'm not shaming anyone because I am a recovering addict when I say this, but for me, a hard no is if T is involved, you know, Miss Metha, okay? I can't deal with anyone that's involved in that because that's somewhere where I've been before. And I don't want to be a hindrance to anybody else's journey, and I don't need anyone to be a hindrance to mine because I've been down that road and I don't want to go through that again. And because I have certain things that I don't want, it's causing me to navigate my sexuality in a different way and how I have sex. Even when it comes down to toys, I love toys. Like, my friends can tell you the numerous toys that I have. I love toys. And even the fantasies that I have, when I say fantasies, some of the things that I would like to do and have talked to my partner about doing, I want to do that. I have some role plays that I want to do. And now that I'm in this place, I'm able and I'm with someone that's wanting to try those different things, absolutely am enjoying where I'm at with my sexuality. And I also recognize that I am an exhibitionist. Like, I love making my content. I love being watched, you know, and I absolutely love when my partner watches me pleasure myself, and I love watching my partner pleasure themselves. And that's an area for me. I have recently started exploring just having mutual bait sessions instead of full-on sex sessions. Because that has also helped me weed out a lot of questionable encounters, so to speak. And with me always being a beta number one, me further enjoying my betahood on top of me exploring what I like in sex, I am expanding my knowledge and expanding what I will and will not do. But also, as I heal from trauma, I am now able to express some of my angst sexually in a healthy way. And for me, what releases for me is being able to have my partner just be rough and aggressive with me and slut me out and call me certain names. Nothing crazy, the standard, yeah, fuck that asshole, fuck that ass bitch, yeah, you my slut. Stuff like that taught me through it also. Talking like, yeah, you a good girl, I like that. Yeah, goddess likes that. I like that type of shit that turns me on. And I'm sharing some vulnerable shit with y'all on this podcast. But that's the type of shit that I like. Talk me through that shit. Don't just hit it. And in my sexuality, in me exploring what I like in and out of sex, I am more specific when I'm in the mood to hook up. I'm very specific about what I'm looking for. Now, certain things I won't do with everybody. Because we have to have that certain report. I'm sorry. Whenever you are exploring yourself sexually, limit who you deal with. Limit who you explore with. Explore with people that you can trust. And in this new place of me exploring myself sexually, there are some avenues that have shocked me that I absolutely enjoy. I never would have thought in a million years that I would enjoy e-stim play, and that's with the DG10s unit. I'm going to go into more detail with that on another not safe for work episode. But honey, yeah, that's where I'm at sexually. Even now, I don't even view porn the same. I look at that as a tool to help you edge and masturbate, yes, but also for me, I like to sit and just watch the scene and explore, and really evaluate what about the scene is turning me on, what viewpoints, what perspectives, because one thing I hear a lot of people that indulge in porn say it's about certain views, certain perspectives. For me, one of the best views I like is when the top is plowing the bottom, and I can see and they're in missionary, of course, and I can see the bottom soles and the top soles because I'm a foot lover. I like soles. That's a thing for me. Or also, if the bottom is in doggy or bent over, and I can see that ass, the hole, and the soles. Even with my ladies, I have certain viewpoints for my ladies. I just like certain things in porn. So as I end this podcast, I need y'all to follow instructions. And even if y'all are listening, watching this on the OnlyFans, I want y'all to comment with where you are in your journey and tell me what type of porn do you like in the comments. Or y'all can tweet me. Tweet me on my free page when y'all talk about this. At Merlin Mystique. Yeah, everything is below in the comment section. So y'all love November free. Smooches, I love y'all. Take a drink.